We give you all the praise. We say be thou exalted. We say thank you for this wonderful gathering. May your name be highly exalted in the name of Jesus. Daddy Lord, we pray that you send your word to us this evening. That in the name of Jesus, our hearts will be open to receive from you. We pray that you open our hearts to receive from you in the name of Jesus. And we will not be the hearer of your word alone, but the doer as well in the name of Jesus. Daddy Lord, I pray that man will not be seen but you, Lord. Man will not be seen but you, Lord. Father Lord, we say may you take control in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We appreciate your holy name. May your name be forever praised. For in Jesus' name we pray. Good evening to us all. How has been our day? And for us that had exam today, how was our exam? Hope it was good. I can see some of us are smiling. The exam went well. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, take control. So, our topic for this evening says, the secret place, the gateway to alignment. The secret place, the gateway to alignment. When you hear the word, the secret place, what comes to our mind?
when you hear the word, the secret place. When we check from the dictionary context, we'll see that the secret place is a private place. We can call it to be a private place, a place whereby private business are being carried out. But when looking at the biblical context of a secret place, we'll say that the secret place is a place of intimacy. It is a place of intimacy with the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. It is a place where private matters are being sorted out. And when we talk about the gateway is an entry. It is an entrance whereby you pass to access something or to access someone. So when we say that the secret place is the gateway to alignment, it means for us to be aligned, we need to pass through the secret place. The secret place is needed for us to be aligned. And when we are talking about the secret place, it does not necessarily mean a location. Yes, God is everywhere, but God does not speak to us everywhere. There are issues whereby God will speak to us about in a corporate place. But the secret place, there are issues that are in the secret place. For example, let's say you are a businessman or a businesswoman, and you want to talk about business that is worth millions of naira. Would you stay by the roadside and discuss it? Would you stay amidst people and discuss it? No. You go to a private place. So the secret place is a place whereby we commune with the Father. It is not just a location. It is not an hideout. But it is a place, the posture in which we take when we want to access the Father. It is good to come to a corporate gathering like this. Even the Bible said that we should not forsake the gathering of the brethren. But even at that, there are times whereby you are needed in the secret place. God needs you alone. He wants to talk to you alone. What he's doing is wrong, but because that is not your own, like, it is not the instruction that was given to you. That is why the secret place is important. It is important for us to access the secret place, for us to be aligned. The secret place is the place where God wants us to be. Can we please open our Bible to... Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew 6. Verses 2-7. Are we there? It says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Just because you want your neighbor to know that you know how to pray very well, you can pray, you are a fireman or firewoman, then every time you go to somewhere that is open and let people know that I usually pray, I can pray. There are times that just you and your Father is what is needed. That is what we call the secret place. Yes, you can create a location whereby you say, okay, this is where I want to be communing with my Father. But the location itself is not what we call the secret place. But the intimacy, the posture that is between you and your Father, that is the secret place. As we all know, and it has been said, that alignment is being right with God. It is when you are on the right path. But I tell you, you can't be aligned if you've not visited the secret place. Because for you to know what you are being aligned to, okay, you are aligned. How do you want to know what you are to be aligned to? Because for you to be aligned, there must be a stated rule or instruction. It must be said that, okay, you are going this way, or do this thing. There must be an instruction. Then when you follow that instruction, you cannot say you are aligned. But if you don't go to the secret place, how do you want to receive the instruction? How do you want to be sure if you are still in alignment? Just like my sister was saying on Tuesday during the prayer meeting, she said, are you truly aligned, or you are just assuming that you are aligned? Are you aligned? Are you truly aligned? Are you hearing what God is saying to you? Have you met with him in the secret place? Have you known what he wants you to do, or the way he wants you to follow? The secret place. It is very, very important for us to be aligned. Like I said, alignment comes with instruction. You can't get words without being in the secret place. Yes, people can give you word. They can prophesy. They can give you prophecy. But do you know that there are some prophecy whereby no one can get for you? But you yourself, you have to get the prophecy by yourself. Because there are things that are tied to your destiny that you need to know. And God will not want to send someone to you. But when you yourself, you've not met with him in the secret place, then how do you want to know? How do you want to get the word that your life needs? Let's open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. All secret things belongs to God. But the things that are revealed belongs to us and our children. But the secret place. You can be in a corporate gathering like this, and God will reveal things to you. Yes, you can get words, get rhema. But there are some things whereby, even when God show it to you, you are not meant to share it to everybody. You are not meant to even preach with it, because it is mainly for you alone. And such word can't be given to you when you are amidst people, when you are in a corporate garden. But when you are with him in the secret place, he begins to reveal things to you. Things that you need to know concerning your life, concerning your family. It is the secret place. The secret place. Some of us take the secret place with, I don't know, like, we don't take the secret place seriously. There are some of us whereby we can't even pray on our own. Any little problem, you've cried to your pastor, you've cried to your mentor. I'm not saying it's bad. But I think it is high time we stand. We should learn to run to God by ourselves. There are times whereby God will even intentionally bring a situation to you, because he will expect you to run to him, because he wants to speak to you. He wants to communicate with you. But some of us are too lazy, or should I say we are proud, to go to the secret place to commune with our Father. Lord, what are you saying concerning this? Lord, which way should I go? Lord, what should I do about this? But no, we want to hear it from someone else. Someone that has spent his or her time with the Father to commune, to get revelations. You are not expecting such person to come and see for you, to come and see that your future will be bright. You are the billionaire of tomorrow. I tell you, even if you are the billionaire of tomorrow truly, and you did not visit the secret place, what you need to do to become that billionaire, you cannot receive it. It is not a course. There are things that are needed to attain that position. But when you don't visit the secret place, then how? How do you want to attain it? That is why some people, they give them prophecy. You will become this, you will become that. And later, they will begin to wonder. Ṣùgbọ́n sọ pé ikọ̀ báyìí mo máa di. Ó sọ pé mo máa lówó náà, kí ló wá ṣẹlẹ̀? Yes, ó sọ pé máa lówó. But have you asked your Father, how? How will this thing be? Have you taken your time to visit him? The secret place is a place of safety. If something is about to happen to you, God forbid, the God can commune with you in the secret place. He can tell you, tomorrow, don't go to school. Tomorrow, don't pass OBJ gates. But when you are waiting for the seer to come and see for you, you are waiting for the prayer cord to come and pray for you, what happens to your mouth? What happens to your own mouth that you cannot go to your father and humble yourself? Lord, what are you saying concerning me? Lord, which way am I to go? Alignment comes with instruction. Even when you get instruction from people that God says this, God says that, it is not all instruction is going to send people to tell you. He would want you yourself to come to Him. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 139 verse 7. Psalm 139 verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? As we all know that David is a man after God's heart. Despite him being a notorious man. I call him a notorious man. He's very notorious. But still, he knows his way around God. He's not too proud. Even after everything he has got, he will always humble himself and go back to God. He was never proud. He never felt too big to go to the secret place. And he was asking God, where should I go to from thy presence? There are times whereby things that happen to us, it is not because God was not aware about it, but it was because we were too careless. If you had visited the secret place, he would have told you, Ibito loye, ewu wao, ewu bembe o. But you did not go to the secret place. You did not ask. Some of us are so, I don't know, should I say lazy or proud? To the extent that even when we wake up in the morning, Oluwa motiji loni o emi mo ese oba won ba ese mo tin jade Oluwa ma ba mi Oluwa e pa mi mo o. And that's all. No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Just the way God is concerned about us, we should be concerned about Him too. Appreciate Him. Ask Him, God, how are you today? How are you feeling today? What do you want me to do for you today? What am I to do? What is my assignment that you are giving to me today? Some of us, it is only when we want to ask for a favor, we now go to God. We now start crying. Why not worry about God too? Why not worry about Him too? Ask Him, what do you want me to do for you today? Let's say, for example, Papa David is my father. God bless you, sir. And I wake up in the morning and I just go to him. Daddy, moti jilo ni o, moti lo school. Oye, fumi lowo. I did not even bother to greet. Daddy, good morning. How was your night? How are you doing today? Put yourself in that position. If you are the parent, what will you do to such child? No greeting, no nothing. Daddy, I feel me low. That is how some of us we do to God. We don't bother to greet him. We don't bother to know how he's doing. We don't bother to know what is bothering his heart. All we want to do is to collect from him. All we want to do is to take from him. The secret place. Can we open our Bible to Deuteronomy 29 verse 29? The secret place is the place where mysteries are being revealed. You don't just expect God to meet you anywhere and to start giving you mysteries or to start giving you revelations. Let's use the governor as an example, or we should use a king. If there is any matter, any issue, any private matter, it will be sorted out in the secret. It is when you visit the secret place, God will begin to commune some things to you. Even the assignments he wants to send you, if you don't visit him, how do you want to know what your assignment entails? How do you want to know how you are meant to carry out the assignment? Deuteronomy 29 verse 29. It says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. How do you want to know the law? How do you want to know your personal word? Or are we not aware that each and every one of us, we have our own private word? There are things whereby other people will do that you must never do. It is your own private consecration. Others might be doing it, but if you try it, you might be in trouble. And you don't expect God to send your private word to you in a corporate gathering. There are personal laws, personal commandments that we are to follow. But when you don't visit the secret place, that is why you will hear someone say, God is this. You will hear the other one say, God is that. And you will begin to wonder, which one will I even follow, self? This one say this one say that. Let me tell you, if you ask me that who is God, I will tell you who God is to me. I will tell you whom I've known God to be. So it is high time we begin to visit the secret place so we can know God for ourselves. You need to visit the secret place for you to know God for yourself. I might know Him to be a merciful God. To you, He might be a giver. That is who He is to me and not to you. You might try to walk in that conviction that God is a merciful God. I tell you, it may not work for you. It is not because He is not a merciful God. He is. But that is not who He is to you. You need to know who God is to you. You need to find out. You don't wait until people come and tell you that this is who God is. This is what God is saying. This is what God wants you to do. You need to visit and ask for yourself. You need to visit and ask for yourself. God is everywhere, but He does not meet people everywhere. Because everywhere is not a conducive place for God to be. It is not a conducive place for Him to meet with us for some issues. There is this Yoruba saying that says, "Gbogbo asoko la nsa lorun." Don't expect Him to bring every business to the public. But when you meet with Him in the secret place, when you inquire of Him, He begins to tell you things that He needs you to do. How will you even know if you are aligned when you've not met with Him? Or is it because people are going this way? Majority carry the votes. Is that how we want to live our life? Just because people are going through that route does not mean we should also go that route. God might be calling us or telling us to go somewhere else. Probably because something is waiting for you there. Or maybe that place you want to pass through will cause harm to you. But when you don't visit the secret place, how do you want to know? And you say you are aligned. How are you aligned? How are you aligned? Some of us are so relaxed. We can't sort out issues on our own. We can't cry to God, "Father, this thing is causing a big problem to me. This thing is worrying me. It's causing me pain." But instead of you to go to the secret place, you will rather run to your pastor. I tell you, your pastor also has his own problem to look after. He has his own problem to solve. Eleru shekini, eleru berue. It is high time we take our position. We are not a baby. It is only a baby that cannot talk, that cannot walk, that we do things for. You will have to feed the baby, bathe the baby. But an adult, as we are, can your mommy say, "Oh yeah, oh, talk pe ni show no balu eko alowe"? What will you say to your mommy? No, that's just how it is. Some of us are waiting for us to be fed, when you can actually feed yourself. You are waiting for someone who will cry on your behalf, when you can cry for yourself. Or you think someone that has an issue that he or she is battling with, even if such person will pray for you, my dear, Yoruba says, "Tina banjoni, tonja rali eni, kila mashe, tara eni lankokogbo." You can't expect me to be on fire and try to come and quench your own fire. Ibolati Sheru. If I'm not okay, if I'm not myself, it takes the grace of God for me to say, for me to see my neighbor that is in problem and say, "I want to pray for such person." It takes the grace of God. Because you yourself, you are still crying to God to hear you. But even if someone will pray for you or cry to God on your behalf, you need to cry for yourself. It is high time we take our position. The secret place. It is not a place where you go to with pride. You have to humble yourself. It is a place you enter with brokenness. Brokenness is not only for sinners. The Bible says that a broken and contrite spirit the Lord delights in. Don't be too familiar with God when you are going to be secret place. Yes, you are his darling, you are his love, why you are his child. But even as that, humble yourself. Cry to him, "Father, I'm here. I humble myself before you." And if you have neglected the secret place, it is high time you go back. The Lord is calling us back to the secret place. And when you go to the secret place, you are not meant to rush. There are times you might be asking God for something, or you might be looking unto him for something. But you need to wait. Our God is a God of time and season. You don't rush. Some of us, just because we are going through some things and you've prayed to God, he has not answered, then we begin to murmur. We begin to complain. "Why me? I do pay tithe. I do go to church. Why me, God? If not you, then who?" God, at times, we even even intentionally delay some answers, not because he can't do it at that time, but because he wants you to wait. The secret place. It is the entrance to alignment. You can't be aligned without the secret place. Because the secret place is where you get instructions. Is where you get words from. So when you are not visiting the secret place, then I don't know what you are aligned to. I don't know how you are aligned. Because for you to be aligned, there must be stated rules. There must be instructions that you must follow. So if you are not aligned, if you are not in the secret place, I don't know how you are aligned. Shall we take these few prayers? God, give me the grace to stay in the secret place. Give me the grace to stay in the secret place. Help me to humble myself before you, Lord. Help me to humble myself before you, Lord. Help me to humble myself before you, Lord. For in Jesus' name I have prayed. My time is fast, friends, and we have just 3 questions here. So, Mama Mekwelola, please, can we have you? And Papa David, can we have you, sir? This question says, good evening, Ma. You talked about location. Does the location necessarily mean a place, as in somewhere, like a particular house, room? Mama, it says, you talked about location. Does the location necessarily mean a place, as in somewhere, like a particular house or room? I think I would like to answer this question. Like I said, the secret place is not necessarily a location. Though it can be a location, but it is not necessarily a location. It is the position, the intimacy that is between you and God. Yes, you can have a room, a separate place where you commune with him. But the secret place is not necessarily a location. So, Mama, you answer this for us.